弟兄姐妹早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天给大家分享永刑与永生。
Today, I would like to share the sermon of eternal punishment and eternal life.
我们同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
愿我口中的言语，心中的意念。
May the words I utter and the things in my mind
都能够蒙主悦纳。
May be pleasing to you.
有圣灵在我们当中感动我们。
May the Holy Spirit inspire and move us.
将你的话藏在我们心中。
So that we can hide your words in our hearts.
成为我们生命的粮。
So become the food of our life.
感谢祷告奉耶稣的名。
We thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在基督徒的信仰当中，每一样都是重要的。
Within the Christian belief, almost every single items are important.
但是有两样你不能够忽略的。
However, there are two you cannot ignore.
如果你忽略的话，就等于功亏一篑了。
If you ignore any of these two, then you feel short of success.
如果你忽略的话，就功败垂成了。
If you ignore any of these two, then you are just one step away between the cup and lip.
不能忽略的是哪两样呢？
And what are those two?
第一样就是耶稣的复活。
The first is the resurrection of Jesus.
如果你不相信耶稣复活，
If you don't believe his resurrection,
那就是你所做的一切都是枉然的。
Then everything you are doing on this earth is in vain.
我们好不好读今天的引用经文的第一段，请那个 PowerPoint 打出来。
So why don't we look at the PowerPoint, the first passage here?
我们大家一起来读，好，一二三。
Let's all read together, Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14.
那叫主耶稣复活的，也必叫我们与耶稣一同复活。保罗很清楚的让我们知道。
So Paul states this statement clearly to us.
他说那叫主耶稣复活的。
He said the one that raised Jesus up.
也会叫我们与耶稣一同复活。
The same way he will raise us up as well.
第二样很重要的是什么呢
？And what's the second, another also very important item?
就是耶稣再来。
That is the second coming of Jesus.
耶稣基督是基督徒，耶稣再来是基督徒的盼望。
So the second coming of Jesus is the hope of all his followers.
是耶稣给我们的应许。
And this is the very promise that Jesus gave to us.
我们会在上帝的国度里面得享永生。
And we will be in his kingdom to enjoy eternal life.
所以圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
And therefore it is clearly stated in the scripture.
在约翰福音十四章第三节。
In John chapter 14 verse 3.
找到我们一起来念。
And once you have found the verse, let's all read together.
耶稣对门徒说，一起读。
Let's all read together.
耶稣对门徒说，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来，接你们到我哪里去，我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。这里很清楚是耶稣亲口说的话。
It is clearly stated these words were said by Jesus.
就是向门徒保证他会再来。
And once again, he guaranteed and promised his followers that he will come back again.
并带我们去他哪里为我们所预备的地方。
And he will bring us to his place.That where he has prepared for us.
所以我们每一个基督徒
And therefore every single one of us
这两样的信仰
That we need to believe in just to believe
在我们的基督徒生命里面
And which is within the, our Christian life
是很确定的
And this is we believe with assurance
我们再来读两节第三第四段的经文在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三节
And let's continue on first Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 20
然后我们再读启示录二十二章二十节。
And then we will continue to Revelation chapter 22 verse 20.
好，我们来读第三段的。愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，要愿你们的灵与魂与身子都蒙保守，在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。证明解释的说。 是的，我必快来。阿门。主耶稣啊，我愿你来。基督徒信仰是一定要相信。
And this is what we must believe.
耶稣的复活与耶稣的再来。
Believing what? Believe his resurrection, his coming again.
有关记载耶稣再来的经文不多。
And the passage regarding his second coming is not many.
哦，之前是马太福音告诉我们，耶稣同众天使降临的时候，要坐在他的荣耀宝座上。
One place was recorded is the Gospel of Matthew that when Jesus came with the angels, he will be sitting in his throne with glory.
有关耶稣在的经文不多。
Not many passage recorded about his second coming.
除了我们以上所读之外，
besides the passages we just read,
就是我们读到天使看着耶稣升天的时候，他怎么样说呢？
And that's see the passage how it describe how Jesus ascend to heaven.
这里在使徒行传第一章十一节说，这离开你们被借升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
Acts chapter 1 verse 11, this Jesus who was received up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you beheld him coming to heaven.
但提到耶稣降临的时候就比较很威严了。
So when it talk about his second coming, it become a very, very reverent picture.
很有权能啊。
It carry with power and authority.
有两次提到他驾着天上的云而来。
And there are two occasions mentioned about how he will come with the cloud.
也许是米和那个天使所说的话。
And maybe it's like we can read the words said by the angel.
门徒在很好奇提问有关耶稣降临的事。
So Jesus' disciples were curious about how Jesus will come again.
在马太福音第二十四章第三节是这样说的，耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗地来说，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事？你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？
In Matthew chapter 24 verse 3, his disciple approached Jesus when he was sitting on the Mount Olives. The disciple came to him privately saying, "Tell us, when will this be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?"
门徒问，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事呢？你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？
So the disciple asked, so what will happen? Can you tell us the sign what will happen when you come?
从这一节圣经里面我们知道门徒很关心耶稣再来的两件事情。
So from this passage, we know the disciple truly want to pay attention of Jesus' second coming.
这两件事情，第一件是什么时候发生？
And first, they want to know when will this happen.
然后第二就是来之前这个世界有什么预兆？
And secondly, then what will be the signs will happen before this actual happening.
我们思考一下当时的门徒他们在想什么。
And that's to think about what were in the mind of the disciples at the time.
到今天耶稣还没有回来。
Now we know Jesus hasn't come back yet.
除了以上两个问题之外，
besides the two questions we mentioned,
你会关心哪一些问题呢？
What questions would you be interested in?
如果
and be mindful,
耶稣还在，
If Jesus is still here,
你会问他怎样的问题呢？
What questions would you ask him?
我会这样问。
Perhaps I will ask.
第一个问题。
First,
在活着的人和已死的人是如何与主相会的呢？
How would the dead and the living meet Jesus?
如何与主相会呢？
How would we meet?
第二个问题。
Second question.
活着的人，活着还没有得救的人，和还没有信而死去的人。
How about those who didn't receive Jesus and they were dead, and also those who are still alive and yet did not receive Jesus?
都要和信主得救的人一起复活。面对审判吗?
Would they all come alive and see Jesus and face judgment?
我再深的去思考一下。
Then if I think deeper,
我的问题与耶稣的门徒的问题是比较起来，是门徒的问题是比给我的问题更重要。
And if I compare my questions versus the questions raised by the disciples, then I realize their questions are more important, carry more weight.
因为现代人的问题呢，是注重科学和宗教的神学问题。
Because the question people may raise nowadays focus on scientific view or in a religious sense.
因为第一个，我第一个问题就是一个科学的问题。
Because the very first question I raise has something to do with science.
那第二个问题就是神学的问题。
And second question I raise is about theology.
但当时的门徒没有这样的背景。
And yet there is no such background for the disciples at the time.
啊，当时的门徒他们只是对两样的情况是最关心的。
At the time, they only focus and they are interested about two particular areas.
就是时间性和预知性的事。
One is the timing. The second one is the prediction.
就是他们很想要知道的。
And this is the very things they wish to know.
正如旧约先知预言和将来要发生的事。
And just like how the prophets in the Old Testament predict what the things will become.
是神的子民最想知道的事。
Which are the things that really interested God's people?
当时门徒完全相信耶稣讲述他要再来。
The disciple fully believed that Jesus, when Jesus said he will be back again.
绝对没有问题。
They have no question about it.
他只想知道何时发生这个事情。
They are only interested to know when and how.
有什么预兆
？And what signs will be shown?
好让他们自己警醒等候耶稣再回来。
So they can be alert and prepare for his second coming.
所以保罗对帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姐妹怎么样说呢
？And therefore, this is how Paul said to the brothers and sisters in Thessalonian church.
那刚才我们读过了五章帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三节。
And we just read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23.
保罗说，愿是平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。
And Paul said, God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you.
要愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守。
Through and through, may your whole spirit, soul and body be kept.
在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候无完全无可指责
kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
相信保罗也是对我们这样说。
I believe the same word Paul is trying to tell us as well.
但愿我们都要好好的准备我们自己。
May we all prepare ourselves well.
做一个主所喜悦的门徒。
To live as a disciple pleasing to Jesus.
今天马太福音讲到耶稣再降临。
And today the passage in the book of Matthew talk about Jesus' second coming again.
并在宝座前聚集万民，将他们分别出来。
And not only that, he gathered all multitudes before him and separate them.
在这个时候就是大审判的开始。
And this is the beginning of the great judgment.
是死人生人都要面对永刑给永生的时刻。
And no matter living or dead, they all need to face either eternal punishment or eternal life.
在这里有一句话很重要，就是分别出来。
And there is a very important phrase. The word is separate.
教会就是这个字的意义。
And the very word of church represents this very meaning.
上帝在这个世上呼召一群的人分别出来。
God has called a people out of the world.
我们都是主
We have been called and separated from the world to worship God.
所以今天你坐在这里是不是随随便便?
So when today, if you are sitting here, you are not sitting here by chance.
你坐在这里就是神的安排，神的呼召。
If you are here, it's because of God's calling and God's appointment.
上帝在世上呼召一群的人一同敬拜他。
God has called a people from the world to come together and worship Him.
上帝与他们同在。
And God is with them.
所以他称一些群人就是教会。
And He called this people church.
就是主的家。
And which is the house of God.
如果你确实 认识到自己是被神呼召的那一群,
if you are sure you are one of the members in the people,
你就知道你就是教会的一份子,
then you know you are a member of the church.
你的一切言行生活都要见证主,
and all your living, all your behavior need to testify the Lord.
凡论耶稣为主的,
and whoever called Jesus his Lord as his Lord, then you are united with this people to worship God. And Jesus called this people his sheep. And in the scripture, actually, the sheep and the people are the same word.
在这个大审判的开始,
before this great judgment, at the beginning of this great judgment,
耶稣把将不义的人和义人分开,
Jesus will separate the unrighteous and the righteous.
他把绵羊代表相信和听主吩咐的义人,
sheep represent the righteous person before God.
听主话的义人,
those who listen and obey God's word.
山羊是代表不相信的不义的人,
goats are those who do not believe in the Lord and they are unrighteous.
不明白主讲的道理,
they do not understand the word of the Lord.
就算他明白主所讲的,他不愿意接受主所吩咐的话去做,
even though they may understand, and yet they do not want to obey and follow God's command.
这些人对有需要的人完全没有感觉,
they have no feeling and no compassion to those who are in need.
是不义的人,
they are considered not righteous.
他们只会说,主啊, 我什么时候见你饿了?
And all they will say is, Lord, when did we see you hungry?
你渴还是做渴女了?
Or thirsty or a stranger?
你赤身露体还是病了?
Or needing clothes or sick?
他在监里不伺候你呢?
Or in prison and did not help you?
他们不明白这个道理,
they do not understand the teaching here.
主说, 解释是你们既不坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上,
and Jesus replied, truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of this,
就不是坐在我身上,
you did not do for me.
我希望大家都能够明白这个道理。
I hope everyone could understand this truth.
耶稣曾说, 你们要听也要明白。
Because Jesus said, not only you need to listen, you need to understand.
因为明白的意思就是你要做出来。
And what does it mean to understand is to act out and reflect through your life.
行出来。
That means you need to do it.
我 传道已经40年了,
I have preaching God's word for 40 years now.
在这40年里面, 我感谢神让我有很多方面的一种侍奉。
I praise to the Lord that I'm able to serve God in a particular area.
我在香港的时候, 我每周礼拜六都在监狱里面去传道。
That every Saturday when I was in Hong Kong, I was able to pay a visit to prison.
我跟一个老牧师一起去,
I went alone with an old pastor.
我带领唱歌,
I led praise.
读圣经给那些奸犯听。
Then I read the scripture. I read the scripture to those who are in prison.
然后老牧师就讲福音给他们听。
Then and this pastor will start to preach the message to
完了之后,
the prisoners.
完了之后, 有时候我们有机会给 那些犯人单独的 来聊天。
Afterwards, we will have chance to have a one-on-one fellowship with the prisoners.
真的，这个工作对我来说很感动。
And truly, this is a ministry truly actually moved me.
因为这是没有自由的人，让他们有机会听到福音。
Because I'm able to preach those who do not have freedom to receive the good news.
来到美国传福音的时候。
And once I came to America to preach gospel.
我在西雅图工作的时候。
When I was in Seattle.
每两个礼拜三我有机会到 collection, 就是一个区楼所里面。
And every other Wednesday, I was able to pay a visit to a correction center.
那里面都有一般等待要法官判的一些犯人。
And those people are detained and waiting to be judged by the judges.
我有时候很感动。
I was often moved.
因为这些人坐在哪里，他们参与这个聚会的时候，他们要提出来为他们祷告。
Because those people who were being in assembly, oftentimes they raise prayer requests, ask us to pray for them.
他们还会想念他们的家人。
They are mindful of their family members.
当然有为他们的 case 来祷告。
Of course, they also pray for their case as well.
这是神的恩典。
And this is truly.在
我这个传道的生涯里面
and through the life of my ministry,
我能够有机会向监狱的人传道。
I was able to preach the words and outreach to the prisoners.
我退休后
after I have retired,
我有一个退休要想做的工作
and there is one ministry I wish to do after retirement.
就是帮助那些穷人
is to help the poor.
因为我是一个很穷人出身。
Because I was from a very poor background.
我是吃了个教会的救济品大的。
And those I was raised by taking food, giving by church.
因为这些都是年轻人不知道，在1950年香港的时候，真的穷人很多。
So perhaps young people here, you may not understand.Before 1950, we had many poor people in Hong Kong.
所以我们都需要那个教会，尤其是天主教啦、信义会、路德会、长老会，这些传统教会，他们拿了很多救济品回来。
So we were able to collect some donation from the Catholic Church, Reformed Church, and Lutheran Church.
所以我们都是我家都是吃这个救济品。
And we were able to stay alive because of the church supply.
所以我有一个感动，我希望我退休之后能够对香港的穷人做一些事情。
And therefore, I have a desire in my heart that after my retirement, I wish to do something to the poor people in Hong Kong.
上帝真的听我祷告。
And truly, God listened to my prayer.
我回香港的时候，有位。爱主的弟兄说：“牧师，你想要做什么
？”And once I returned back to Hong Kong, one of the brothers said to me, "Pastor, what wish would you wish to do?"
我想帮助那些贫穷的人。
I want to help those who are in need.
他说：“如果你真的想做，我愿意捐100万。”
He said, "If you truly want to put your mind into this ministry, I'm willing to offer $1 million."
他真的捐了100万。
And later, he truly contributed $1 million.
他不是给我
and, not to me,
给那个机构
but contributed to the organization.
我就申请成为一个机构
Then I file and mean try to form an organization for this.
这个机构的名字叫田角，就是 Cornerstone.
And I named this organization
Cornerfield.
Cornerfield
就是这个田角是犹太人他耕田也把这个角落这个哈留下来给这穷人吃
and,
不要通通把它割掉
and this is from the Old Testament how the Jewish has a tradition when they do harvest well they will purposely left a corner of the field untouched for the poor people to take the harvest.
那我申请这个机构三个月就下来了。
After I did the application, I was granted within 3 months.
就是一个不牟利的慈善机构。
And this is a non-profit organization.
我开始的时候就是给那个午餐晚餐给那个穷人吃。
And the very beginning, I start to supply food for those who are in need for their lunch and dinner.
我去到那个餐馆里面给那个餐馆老板说，我不是要你捐钱，那我帮你买餐。
So I will go to the restaurant and say to the restaurant owner, I'm not here to ask for money, but I'm asking to purchase food from you so you may contribute the food to people who are in need.
香港有800万的人口,
there are 8 million people in Hong Kong.
但是有差不多100万人是穷人。
And yet there are about 1 million people who are considered they are in poverty.
他们生活在每个月的收入在3000块以下都是穷人。
And their income is below 3000 Hong Kong money. They are considered poor people.
因为香港要住一个地方很贵。
Because it is very expensive for people in Hong Kong to live.
他们3000块的收入，这1500块去了那个一个房租，就是给你住一个房间。
Because if they have a 3000 Hong Kong dollar income, half of the money will go to the rent.
那其他
just a room only.
Yeah.那其他你就不够用。
And then for the rest of it, they are not, they don't have enough to, sustain their life.
我们就是这样把餐券送出有需要的人。
And therefore, we give out food stamps for those who are in need.
我在做这个帮助穷人的时候，发现里面有很多问题。
And as I try to help those poor, I find out there are many problems.
因为香港很多的所谓新的移民。
Because there are so many considered as the new immigrants.
是从中国大陆来。
They came from mainland China.
那因为他们那个社会有一些后遗症，就是说有了孩，他们从中国人结婚有了孩子，在香港有了孩子。
So because of the policy, they produce many side effects and problems of the family structure. They oftentimes they come to Hong Kong, marry and to have children in Hong Kong or born in Hong Kong.
那个小孩生在香港有福利。
And once the children were born in Hong Kong, they do receive the benefit of Hong Kong.
但妈妈没有福利。
And yet the mother does not, those mothers do not have benefit.
如果那个爸爸是好人的话，家庭没有多大问题。
If the fathers are good, they may not have troubles for the family.
但很多的爸爸都没有责任。
And however, many fathers, they do not have a sense of responsibility.
剩下来就是妈妈跟着你。
And left just the mothers and children alone.
那个女儿有，也是孩子，他们有福利。
And for the daughters, they may receive benefits.
Yeah, 所以在政府有福利，但是这个妈妈没有。
So the daughters may receive benefits from the government,
and
yet the mothers, they do not have. So every 3 months, the mothers need to return back to mainland China. And cause many family issues after. Because social workers will not give the mothers benefit. Because this is considered illegal.
所以我后来我也做了面包给小孩子吃。
And later on, I started to make bread for the children.
我爸爸是一个 baker, 但是我不会做面包。
My father is a baker, and yet I do not know how to bake.
后来我就创建一个五饼二鱼的面包。
And therefore, I invent a bread. It's called 5 loaves and 2 fish.
有两条鱼，五个饼，在一个面包里面两条鱼。
And within the loaf of bread, I put like 5 portions of the bread and 2 fish within the loaf.
我把那个耶稣五饼二鱼的经文贴在那个胶带外面。
And I placed the label of Jesus' 5 loaves and 2 fish on outside of the wrapping.
然后这个面包是送给 after school program 的 student。这是课后学生吃的。
And I give the food to the after school program students.
因为他们的妈妈要六点 才来接他们。
Because their mothers were only pick them up after 6 o'clock after their work.
所以他们有一个面包吃很开心。
So once they have bread and something to eat, they are quite happy.
我要他们要读那个经文。
And I ask them to read the scripture before they eat.
因为这是耶稣的五饼二鱼的面包。
Because this is the bread given by Jesus, 5 loaves.
我要讲的见证太多了。
And there are so many testimonies I could share.
神的恩典让我能够有这样的侍奉。
It is truly God's grace to allow me to have such ministry.
我在香港做了3年。
I have served God in Hong Kong for 3 years.
啊，很累啊。
I was quite tiresome.
因为我要负责还有2个教会的做 assistant， 然后负责一个。
Because I was also assistant of 2 other churches, and meanwhile I'm taking care of this non-profit organization.
这是我是退休后的义工。
And I was considered as a volunteer after my retirement.
那个慈善机构给教会是分开的。
And non-profit organization is actually separated from the churches.
那他们现在继续着来 running 这个慈善机构。
And now the organization continues to run.
上帝有时听我祷告。
Sometimes God listened to my prayer.
我要回来了。
Now I'm going about to come back to US.
我开了这栋摊，我开了这个怎么办呢
？And I have started this organization. What I'm going to do with the organization?
我祈求上帝让我有一个接班人。
I ask God to have someone to pass on the baton.
上帝真是听我的祷告。
Truly, God listen to my prayer.
上帝都会听你祷告。
Truly, God will listen to your prayer.
你一定要信心就够。
You need to have faith.
有信心，上帝一定会听。
If you have faith, God will listen to your prayer.
上帝为我预备一个接班人。
God has prepared a group of people for me.
是我主日学的学生。
And they were my Sunday school students.
几十年前的主的学生
，Decades ago, they were my students.
呀，感谢神
，Praise，
我都很有信心，通通交给他。
And now we say, I rest of the responsibility to them.
还有一个董事会就捐钱的人还在董事会里面，都很好。
And also the one who donate most of the money, he is part of the.Director board.
他们现在虽然不派餐不派面包
Even though right now they do not send out food and food stamps.
因为有很多机构就派餐了
Because there are also many other organizations who were doing the same thing anyway.
因为香港人很喜欢吃啊
And because eating is a big thing in Hong Kong.
所以他们晓得怎么样去关顾人吃的问题
So many organizations, they know how to take care of the meal for the Hong Kong people.
他们现在注重就是学生的功课
And now they actually pay attention to the schoolwork of the students.
我们现在是在一个非常穷的一个区
And now we are located in a very poor area.
帮助那些家庭的小孩
To assist those kids in particular families.
免费的帮他们补习
We give them free tutoring.
然后免费的给他们学钢琴
And we also teach them piano for free.
免费的让他们学画画
And we also teach them drawing for free.
让这一群穷人的子弟
So that...So that the students and children from the poor family
不会给那些有钱人距离太远
They won't be so far distant from those who are in advantage
不要影响他们的心态
So it will build them a more healthy mind
这是主的恩典
And this is truly God's grace
好我们继续来
Let's continue
在46节
From verse 46
他讲永刑是什么呢
？It talk about eternal punishment.
我们基督徒常常讲到永刑
，and oftentimes Christians mention about eternal punishment.
那个永刑就是为魔鬼和他的使者、他的差役所泄的永火。
It actually the eternal punishment is the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels.
那就41节里面说的
，and which is Being described from verse 41.
他说：“王要向那左边的说。”
And he said to those on his left,
你们被咒诅的人离开我，进入那被为魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里去。
Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels.
我们一起来读第五段经文，马可福音第马可福音第九章。
That's all focus.
第九章。
Section number five, Mark chapter 9, verse 44 to verse 48.
你们看好了，让我简单的把里面我需要的字让你们知道。
So I will emphasize particular phrases I'm looking for.
在四十四到四十八节里面讲到永火的可怕。
It talk about terrifying picture of the eternal fire.
他讲到落到地狱入了不灭的火里去。
He say if you lose your footing and fall into the unquenching fire.
他们说被丢在地狱里。
You will be thrown into hell.
在哪里火是不灭的
？And there the fire is not quenched.
所以在这里有三，这个地方有三种人要去的。
So there are three type of people who will be destined to that place.
第一就是被咒诅的人。
First is the cursed people.
第二就是魔鬼。
Second is the devil.
第三就是魔鬼的使者。
Third is the angels of the devil.
他们要去的这个永刑里。
They will be destined unto the eternal punishment.
那第二，以义人往永生里去。
And secondly, we will realize the righteous people will go to the eternal life.
因为义人照顾有需要的人。
Because the righteous people took care of those people who are in need.
所以王对王者回答说：“我是在四十节，我是在告诉你们这些事，你们既坐在我。”也弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。
I said in verse 40, the king will reply, Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.
在这个耶稣讲到他再来的时候，这个大审判的开始之前，耶稣做了这个比喻。
Now Jesus made this parable before his second coming and at during the time of judgment.
有什么意义在里面？
And what was the significance why Jesus said this?
给你给我有什么提醒？
And what was he trying to remind you and I?
这是很重要。
And this is very important.
有一个很虔诚的老先生。
And there is a very pious old man.
他在睡觉的时候就做了一个梦。
When he was sleeping, he had a dream.
就上帝给他说，我明天我来拜访你。
And he dreamed that God said to him, I'm going to pay a visit to you tomorrow.
哇，这个老先生很高兴哦，醒来。哇，今天上帝来拜访我，我一定要准备好啊！所以呢，要准备很多的吃的，要来款待上帝，把地方弄干净。
The old man was quite happy. He thought that God is about to pay a visit to him, and therefore he started to prepare food, tidy up his house, and dress well.
啊，所以他准备好一切，就等啊等啊，等到差不多黄昏了，上帝还没有来。
And so he prepared his house and prepared the food and he waited for God and waiting until dawn and the evening. God still didn't show up.
啊，等得太久，他要睡着了。
And because he waited for so long, he was about to fall asleep.
他要看到上帝了。
He intended to see God, but didn't.
主啊，我等了你整天，你去了哪里啊
？So he fell asleep and saw God again, and he said to God, "Lord, I have been waiting for you whole day. Where did you go?"
他说：“上帝说，我已经来看你了。
”And God said, "I have already paid a visit to you."
没有啊。
And the old man replied, "No, you didn't."
上帝说：“我已经来了三次了。
”And God said, "I actually went to your house for three times."
第一次那个邮差人，邮差派信来得很渴，你要给他一杯水喝了吗？
When the postman came, he was so thirsty. You should give him a cup of water.
哦，有一班小孩子，他们没有的吃的，你就 在门口你要给他们吃了。
And also, as a group of children came to your house, you're supposed to feed them.
啊，有些孤儿你要送给他们礼物。
And there are also orphans, and you're supposed to give them gifts.
这就是一个比喻而已。
This is only a parable.
我们要做上，不是上帝真的会来到你的家。
It's not that God actually will pay a visit physically.
永生又指什么呢？
And what does eternal life mean?
我们做基督徒，很多人都问你这个问题。
We Christians have been asked this question by many.
那永生是什么了？
What is eternal life?
永生在哪里啊？
And where is eternal life?
那圣经告诉我们，永生就是创世以来圣为神为称义之人所预备的永远的国度。
And eternal life is a kingdom and inheritance which been prepared for those since the creation of the world by God.
正如今天的经文节34节说，你们皆蒙我父赐福的，可来承受了创世以来为你们所预备的国。
Which is being described in verse 34, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world.
我们再来读第六段的经文，约翰一书五章二十节。
Let's go to section 6 on the PowerPoint. 1 John chapter 5,
每一个人都要开口读啊。
I'm asking you all to open your mouth and read it out loud.
我们也知道神的儿子已经来到，且将智慧赐给我们，使我们认识那位真实的，我们也在那位真实的里面，就是他儿子耶稣基督里面，也是真神，也是永生。我在那个圣经的纲要里面找到几个问题。
And I have found a few questions out of the catechism class.
他问永生是什么意思？
One of the questions is, what do we mean by everlasting life?
永生是生性命的形式，在其中我们与上帝所有的子民联合，又在喜乐中认识，敬爱上帝和他人。
The answer is, by everlasting life, we mean a new existence in which we are united with all the people of God in the joy of fully knowing and loving God and each other.
那第二个问题，天堂和地狱是什么意思？
And second question is, what do we mean by heaven and hell?
天堂是指我们与上帝同享喜乐的永生，地狱是指我们因为弃绝上帝而堕入永死。
By heaven, we mean eternal life in our enjoyment of God. By hell, we mean eternal death in our rejection of God.
这很简单的解释。
It is a very simple answer.
也是非常重要。
And it's also very important.
永行与永生。
There is eternal punishment, there is eternal life.
有很大的分别。
There's a great difference between the two.
信与不信的结局难以想象。
The belief and the unbelief and their consequences are very hard for us to imagine the difference.
山羊是指一般硬着心肠的人。
Goats are those who harden their heart, who are stubborn.
他们拒绝上帝。
They reject God.
不愿意做上帝喜悦的事。
They do not want to follow what is pleasing to God.
但愿我们能够效法绵羊，谦卑悔改。
May we follow and be like the sheep and repent and be humble.
能够明白主的话。
To truly understand God's word.
热心的事主得享永生。
Truly minister him and receive eternal life.
有一个皇帝。
There was a certain emperor.
他知道怎么样管理国家最有效。
He wished to know how to govern his kingdom in a most efficient way.
他说第一，如何知道最重要的时间。
He said, first thing he need to find out is what is the best time to do each thing.
第二是如何知道最重要的人物。
Secondly is who are the most important people to work with.
第三，如何能够辨明最 重要的任务。
Third is what is the most important thing to do at all times.
他的群神给他献很多的计划。
So his fellow officials, they gave and tried to contribute many ideas for him.
但是他都不满意。
And yet he was not satisfied.
他去找一个修士。
And therefore he went to find a hermit.
然后希望他能够指点他
and hoping to find some answers from this wise person.
当他找到这个修士的时候，他正在锄地。
And once he found this hermit, he was cultivating and digging the ground.
那他在问他这些问题。
And then the emperor repeat those three questions to him.
但是这个修士没有回答他。
And yet, this hermit did not give an answer.To the emperor.
他看他在不断在去烤地伐地。
And meanwhile, the emperor kept seeing this hermit keep on digging the ground.
那这个皇帝就来帮他一起忙。
And then the emperor then came along, tried to help the hermit also digging the ground.
天快黑了。
And by the time the sun is about to go down,
突然间有一个受伤的人跑到他们中间。
And soon there is an injured man came to their midst.
这个皇帝就给这个修士一从救这个受伤的人。
And the hermit and the emperor they tried to help out this injured person.
把他的伤口包好。
They wrap a medicine around him.
把他抬到这个修士的家。
And they also carry this injured person back in the house.
到第二天早上醒来的时候。
And when the second morning came,
这个受伤的人。
And this injured person.
看见这个皇帝。
And saw the emperor.
他说你是我的敌人。
And he said, the emperor, you were my enemy.
昨天我晚上我知道你去来拜访这个修士。
Last night, I knew that you were about to pay a visit to the hermit.
我要准备要来杀你。
It was my intention to kill you.
可是给你的卫士知道了，发现了。
And yet, I was found by your soldiers.
他们把我打伤
了。Your guard punished me and hurt me.
刚好遇到你，感谢你把你拯，你让我拯救起来。
I fled away, and yet I was rescued by you.
我现在不再是你的敌人。
I'm no longer your enemy.
我是你的朋友。
I'm now your friend.
这个国王还在不断地问那个修士。
And meanwhile, the emperor still keep on asking the hermit.
那个修士就给他说了。
And the hermit replied back to the emperor.
你问我的三个问题不是已经有答案了吗？
Did you know you have already received the three answers you were looking for?
那个修士说我已经给你答案了。
And the hermit said, I have already answered your request.
那个国王说没有啊。
And the emperor shook his head, saying, no, you didn't.
这个修士说如果你不怜悯我的劳累。
And the emperor said, if you don't sympathize my labor,
帮我来挖地。
No, the hermit said to the emperor, because you have seen me labor so hard, and now you came along and helped me to dig into the ground.
然后耽误了时间。
And because of that, you have delayed your time.
就是因为耽误了时间，你就不会被杀了。
And because you have delayed your time, and therefore you avoid being killed.
如果你不怜恤这个受伤的人
if you didn't have sympathy and compassion for this particular wounded person,
这个人不会很容易臣服你了。
And this person won't submit to you.
你所问的最重要的时间是现在。
The most important thing the time you're looking for is the present time.
只有现在才可以把握。
And only in the present moment you have control of.
你所说的最重要的人物。
The most important is you're looking for.
身边的人就是最重要的。
Is the person who you are with.
因为你立刻可以影响他。
Because he is right before you and you have influence to them.
那世界上最重要的是什么？
And what is the most important pursuit in the world?
就是爱。如果没有爱，活了有什么意义？
It's love. If there is no love, then what's the meaning of life?
基督在荣耀的再临。
That Jesus is going to appear in his glory.
来在荣耀中使万物更新。
And he's going to renew the universe in his glory.
但主耶稣在还未来之前。
Before Jesus' second coming.
他让我很清，让我们很清楚得到这个教训和启示。
He once again instructed us clearly about this revelation.
就是去关怀有需要的。
Is to pay attention those.People who are in need.
也是在你身边的人。
Perhaps the person is with you.
也是在你附近的人。
Could be someone surrounds you,
around you. 也是在远方的人。
Perhaps someone who is far away.
主不愿意一个人承担。
That the Lord does not want anyone to perish.
乃愿万人得救。
But everyone to come to repentance.
上所以让我们能够把握现在的时机。
May we seize the moment that is the present time.
在教会中事主爱人。
In the church, we minister to the Lord and love others.
在社会社区中发光作盐，与人分享福音。
And be the light and salt in the society to share gospel to others.
多用时间关心爱护身边的人。
That's use our time to pay attention and love to the people around us.
主必快来， Amen.
The Lord will come again soon. Amen. Let's pray.
主啊，你快来的时间，
And Lord, the time of your coming.
你之前用了这个比喻，
And before your coming, you have told us this parable.
让我们能够珍惜这个机会，
So that we can use the moment,
为主多做主工，
so that we can do more to serve you.
主啊，我们信心不足，
and Lord, we do not have enough faith.
求主给我们信心，
may you grant us faith.
要做一个发光的门徒，
to become a disciple who can shine,
能够荣耀上帝，
to glorify God,
带领更多的人信主，
to lead more people to believe in you.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.